Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, so it cooled off just a little bit, and then warming up a little bit, and then chilly by the weekend. But hey, it's not going to rain, so you can always bundle up. I mean, it's just really hard to deal with Mardi Gras parades in the rain. And the parades are going to be rolling Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. It is carnival season. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. So the city of New Orleans went 24 hours with no major crimes. The biggest thing apparently was a dispute over walking a dog. The city publishes major offenses every day. And from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next morning, there's a list of violent crimes reported by NOPD over the 24-hour period. And only one offense was listed. And it was a dispute between neighbors over the city's leash law for dogs. No injuries. No problems. Well, there might have been a problem with a cell phone might have been broken in the process. But this is really good news. And Mayor Cantrell's talking about a drop in crime. I'm going to be optimistically positive about that. I've tried to be positive about this and be optimistic that there really are things in place that are cutting back crime. And as much as we talk about how bad crime is, if it gets better, we'll talk about that too. Because I don't want New Orleans to have a crime problem. I want things to be better here. All right, we've been talking about a lot, including just the pathetic state of politics in America. And with the 2024 presidential election approaching, and Trump and DeSantis already going at each other. Trump saying something negative, DeSantis saying, well, at least I won re-election. I mean, look, this is going to get ugly. So we are going to extract all the entertainment value out of this that we can. And Republican Nikki Haley, I like some things about her. She's announced that she's running for president. So but the whole state of politics is just so pathetic. And also there is a new survey that shows that America's worst problem is government and poor leadership. Last year, that was third. Last year, the biggest problem was inflation. Number two, immigration. And three, government/poor leadership. Now, government/poor leadership is number one. And inflation and immigration follow. And I think if you look at inflation and you look at immigration, you can blame both of those problems on government and poor leadership. So I think it's accurate to say that we've got a big, big problem in this country with government and poor leadership. And the politicians, they will tell you what you want to hear, but they don't care about you. They care about getting elected and reelected. They care about their money and their position of power. That's what they care about. They don't care about us. And they have proven that they don't care about us. So let's not be naive to that. We've also talked about this being the anniversary of Nipplegate, happened at the Super Bowl this day in 2014. Also, Sean Payton is coming out of retirement, getting back in the NFL. He's going to be coaching the Denver Broncos. And Tom Brady is retiring for good. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I have a lot of respect for Tom Brady, and I don't blame him for coming back. And a lot of people say, he should have hung it up last year. He retired last year, and then about a month later came back. And that may have been something that led to his divorce. But I don't blame Tom Brady for coming back because he still felt like he had something left to do. And we most regret the things in life that we don't do. And if he would have not come back last year, he'd always wonder, what would it have been like if I would have just done it one more year? Well, now he knows. Now he knows it's time to retire, to a $300 million-plus contract over, what, a 10-year period with Fox? I mean, that is just, I mean, do the math. That's pretty incredible money. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on here? Oh, we're going to get to the dating deal breakers coming up in a few minutes. We've also been talking about Nipplegate. Do you remember the song that was played when this happened? It was called a wardrobe malfunction, and I don't know, man. I didn't really see it when it happened. I mean, it was so fast and so quick, and it was just like a partial bit of a. It was part of a nip. I mean, all we saw was like a nip, but this was the song that was going on. No disrespect, I don't mean no harm. Talk to me, boy. I can't wait to be in my arms. Talk to me, boy. Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. And that was actually the song from that day. Janet Jackson was under more pressure than Justin Timberlake. And a lot of people thought it was very sexist for her to be under more scrutiny than Justin Timberlake. Janet Jackson did apologize for the event.
I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
I mean, really, it was not a big deal. And as I said last hour, I think we should be kind of embarrassed as a country that we made such a big deal about that. And you know, the day's going to come when we look back on the big deal that some people are trying to make of drag queens in America and drag queens being in the sight of children. This is going to prove to be a nothing of a problem. And if you think I'm wrong, well, let's just hang out and we'll see. And if I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But it will be obvious if I'm right or wrong in the future.
You know what I think the biggest problem in America is?
What?
The traffic light at the intersection of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue.
Oh, that's a problem.
It's the longest light ever experienced. It is so frustrating. Every time I go through that intersection, I feel like I'm going to go out and commit a crime. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, some people have experienced menopause while waiting at that light.
God bless them.
I mean, it's
bad. That's a story you don't want to tell.
It's bad, and sometimes you can't even tell where you're going once you start turning. Wait, am I supposed to go here? Am I supposed to go here?
Yeah, it's confusing. And then, like, you can take a left on the red, but nobody ever does.
It's a Charlie Foxtrot.
It's like somebody took some bad acid and just, like, drew an intersection on a cocktail napkin and then turned it in.
It's a Charlie Foxtrot. We got a Charlie Foxtrot here.
Oh man, I would say it too, but it's not going to sound as cool. I don't have the bullhorn.
I love our new toys.
We've got
a Magic 8 Ball, and
we got some good stuff.
And we've got this other thing here. All right, let's go to Destrahan. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I love talking to you.
I appreciate you calling.
The thing is that the politicians are not our biggest problem. And I know everybody thinks that they are. It is businesses that keep paying off politicians. They keep giving money to politicians to push their agenda. And the second thing is the electorate who votes for the D or the R. All the time. They never do any research on other candidates, and we get the same thing over. And it's amazing that you sit there and tell them, oh, well, you're getting the same thing over, and they just sit there and go, well, there's nothing. There are tons of independents. Just don't vote for the D or the R.
Yeah.
Because D and the R have been given money to by businesses to run for their own agendas. And I don't know how to make this any clearer than that. In fact, I wish they could pass a law that businesses and special interests cannot give money to politicians. And you give your $5, I'll give my $5 to a politician, and that's all we can give.
You know, I wish there were a campaign donor cap like there is in the NFL. Like every team, every politician has the exact same amount of money to deal with.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, they never the Chamber of Commerce's or the city councils will not sponsor a night when all the candidates can come out and speak for 5 minutes so that we can sit there and at least hear some of the independents, what they have to say, what some of their ideas are.
You know, the media in general could do a better job of highlighting the candidates that are outside of what those are considered to be, those considered to be the prime candidates. Yeah, we could do a better job of that. All right, John, I do appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Okay, I got a bunch I'm going to try and get through here without rushing.
Okay.
Here's a text that says, in regard to Nipplegate, if you remember, when it happened, so many people started calling the network that aired the Super Bowl and complained and said they wouldn't support the advertisers. A lot of this was supported and started by conservative and religious groups. In my opinion, this is where cancel culture started. It did not start with snowflakes. It started with uptight conservatives.
Well, and there are many uptight conservatives who are indeed snowflakes.
That
it's
is
ironic
true.
That the right-wing radicals invented the term snowflake to describe people on the left or Democrats who are easily offended. When you look at them, the right-wing radicals, they are very, very, very easily offended.
Here's a text that says, oh, this is in regard to the biggest problem. Somebody needs to explain to me why and how these people get elected and then keep getting reelected. Quote unquote, we the people are the government and we choose our leadership. What the hell does that say about the way we vote? And no, I did not serve 22 years in the United States military to see my country come to this. Brother James.
Hey, Brother James, thank you for your service to our country. And you're right. We fail to exercise our ability to limit terms because we are sheeple. I'm not. Maybe you're not. But as a country, as a voting electorate, we are sheeple. And we follow the leaders. And we follow the people on the cable news networks that favor one candidate over the other. And we don't do our own research, and we just follow along. And if they say it, we just follow along because it's so much easier to just go along with what somebody else tells you to go along with than it is to actually do research.
Here's a text that says, the problem is it's us against them radio. And it put it on a different level when you listen to conservative radio and some of those other news stations. It's like they're pitting Americans against Americans using propaganda. And it's only picked up steam after Trump.
That's true.
Yep.
It has definitely picked up steam.
All right. Now, here's something that's kind of remarkable. This is a great little case study for our audience. You mentioned drag queens back there is a thing that's sort of the parallel thing. People are getting upset about drag queens now in the same way they were getting upset about the nipple.
I think it's a non-issue.
In 2004, which, by the way, is the 42nd time we've said nipple on the air since 1 o'clock.
All right.
Here's a text that says, man, you can't go through a single story about a nipple slip without talking about drag queens. Please seek mental or emotional therapy. Here's another text that says, why you got to compare nipples to drag queens? Now, about 20 minutes ago, when we started talking about Nipplegate, I got two texts unbidden, unsolicited about this topic way before you even said the words. Scoot, no, that exposure was inappropriate. The problem is that we accept everything and anything. Drag queens are ungodly and immoral. Another text just a minute after that says, children do not need to be around drag queens, and teachers telling kids they can be gender or no gender is no big deal. It's wrong to be pushing that stuff on children. Please.
This is God speaking.
Wow, he's here in studio with us.
Drag queens are not evil.
Are the drag queens in the room with us right now, God?
No, they're not.
Okay.
But they're not evil. They're not intrinsically evil. This is coming from God speaking on drag queens.
Wow. Huge booking for the show, really, that we got to speak to God today. Not everybody can say that.
Well, look, I think it's a big deal about nothing. But, you know, people are looking for things to get hysterical about. And because it was pushed out there by right-wing radicals as, you know, like a horrible thing that's going on, drag queens have been designated as this evil force in America. And I just think it's a big deal about nothing. And time is going to prove that I'm right about this.
You know, it's kind of a fun exercise that I've been doing lately. Every time I see a story in the news about, you know, a doctor or a business person or a lawyer or a priest who is accused of child sex abuse or child trafficking or something like that, I just say to myself, not a drag queen.
I know. I mean, boy, can you imagine if we started letting drag queens across the border, combining those two problems?
Oh, man, don't give them any ideas.
All right, so a new survey shows that earning less than $30,000 a year is a dating deal breaker. Would it be for you? And what is the ultimate deal breaker for you? What would cause you to, like, there's no way I can date this person? I mean, I see a lot of guys who are really not very attractive, and they're not in very good shape, and they've got nice, svelte, hot-looking girlfriends or wives. How did that happen? Oh, I think they have money. That happens, doesn't it? I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, is it true? Is it really just, is it about the money? I mean, it's not about the money for everybody. I mean, clearly that's not the case. But, you know, obviously a lot of people care about money. And you can see people and you can tell she's not with him because of his looks. And I think this is sad. I mean, maybe she has come to love him, but she was introduced to him because he had money. And she would have never paid attention to him if he didn't have money. Now, I know this is a general statement, but I think this is true in so many cases that, you know, there are a lot of guys that don't have money that, you know, that feel like they've got no chance. Is that true? New study shows that earning less than $30,000 a year is a dating deal breaker. What is a dating deal breaker for you? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Doing good, Scoot. Yeah, just wanted to say a couple of things. I know you're looking forward to Crew de Vue, but they also have Crew of Cuties, which is kind of family-oriented. It's 2 o'clock Saturday, and, you know, kids and families are welcome to join. It's kind of a walking parade. You kind of just join in.
Oh, really?
Throw beads and all that. Yes, yeah. Look it up, Crew of Cuties with a K.
Where does it go?
And it goes over there kind of by Gattuso's.
And it kind of starts over there by the river, kind of where Gretna Fest is. But yeah, look it up, Crew of Cuties. If anybody wants to do something Mardi Gras oriented, they have little kids. Even if you're an adult, you can join in.
Hey, this is on the West Bank?
Yes, it's Saturday at 2 o'clock. And, you know, you got people there. They kind of they make their own floats for their kids.
That's really
people
cool.
Just walk or, yeah, they're pulling an ice chest with beer or whatever. Adults are drinking beer and stuff like that. So, yeah, check that out. Google it, Crew of Cuties with a K. Right. I was telling Ian, it's funny that all the Karens are upset about this statue that's over there by the K&B Plaza. Like, the last 24 hours it's been going viral on social media. It's kind of like, I don't know if Ian can pull it up, but it's a statue. It kind of has like a phallic symbol. It looks like an alien almost like a Bigfoot. And it's got like horns and all that. It's got like an all-seeing eye on the chest. Well, anyway, in the last 24 hours, everybody thinks that this is like a new statue, but it's been there since like 15, 20 years. So I just thought it was funny. Wow. People are getting upset about it. And I'm not a fan of the statue. I'm just saying. I'm just seeing everybody posting about it.
That's
like it's
really
some
interesting.
New thing.
You know, and so often we see something from the past that is reposted as something that's like brand new, like somebody just said this and they said it a long time ago. So, got to be careful about all of that. Jimmy, glad you called the show. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Boy, I'm getting a lot of them, and some of them are not fit for broadcast. If you're picking up what I'm putting down,
okay.
Here's one that says a dating deal breaker is if she's a gold digger.
Yeah, I mean, even if you have the gold, you don't want her to dig for it. I wouldn't think. I mean, I wouldn't want some woman. I would not want to be with a woman who was with me just because of money.
And no, of course not.
I don't think anybody would. But you know, if I had money, the money that I have, what I earn, my lifestyle, I would not want somebody to be with me because of my lifestyle. I wouldn't want somebody to be with me just because I'm Scoot.
Here's a text that says, the Crew of Cuties is Saturday at noon. It starts around noon. It goes up Huey Long Avenue and then back down Huey Long Avenue. Okay. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, didn't your mama teach you it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich person as it is a poor person? And if not, just fake it. It's all about the Benjamins.
No, my mom never taught me that.
Oh, man. My mom sat me down and said, son, it's all about the Benjamins.
And you know, and I've tried to turn things around for all the women who are with men who have money, and that's why they're with these men. I've thought about, could I be with a woman that had a lot of money if I wasn't really in love with her? And the answer is no. I'm sorry, I would rather keep my life just the way it is than sacrifice that integrity.
Here's a text that says, a dating deal breaker, you gotta have a heart, at least a heartbeat. And a kind heart.
Yeah. That's not everybody has one.
Yeah, some people don't have kind hearts, and I don't know why you'd want to.
Some people don't have hearts.
Date somebody. Yeah. Well, those are androids, Scoot.
Oh, okay.
It's immoral to date them.
What would be a dating deal breaker for you?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Is somebody who's mean to waiters or
mean to waiters. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't date a right-wing radical.
Well, I mean, that's I think
I could date
obvious.
A Republican, I could date a conservative, I could not date a right wing radical. I could not date somebody who wanted to go to every Mardi Gras parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't just like let them go by your. Okay, now wait a minute. Just for clarification.
Well, no, if they wanted. No, if I had to go with them.
If they wanted to drag you to every parade.
Yeah, if they want to go,
I
go.
Get it.
But no, I wouldn't date anybody who wanted to go to every day of Jazz Fest. Sorry. A couple of days, that's good enough
for
me.
That's fine. Yeah, I went, I think, 6 days last year.
Oh,
and boy,
wow.
At the end of that, I was pretty. I mean, I was not complaining. It was a blessing, but boy, I was pooped.
I can
the end
date somebody who smokes. I've dated people who smoke.
I've dated smokers, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not the most pleasant thing, but it's, you know, I mean, I can deal with it. Like,
kind of got
know,
over
go
it,
there and
yeah.
Smoke. Yeah, I mean, it's that's not a. I mean, I would encourage them to quit because it's not good for you, but that's not a dating deal breaker for me.
Here's a text that says, do you think Melania was attracted to Donald because of his good looks and charming personality?
Donald used to be good looking.
Not uncharming.
Right. I don't know. I'm sure the money helped him be in the circles that allowed him to meet her.
True.
But Donald Trump was a handsome guy, and he just totally let himself go.
That's
a shame.
Here's a text, and I'll leave you with this one. I wouldn't date a drag queen who shows their nipples. Deal breaker. On second thought, if he's pulling down seven figures, I'd consider it.
Let's go to Brian in Gretna. Hey, Brian, welcome to our show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
My date breaker would be if I was asking her for a date, I would be interested. But then when I got into the date, I found out that she was really ignorant and that she had personal hygiene problems.
Ooh, yes. And unless she got some of that stuff that you see advertised on TV, Lume. Have you seen those advertisements for Lume? It's this magical cream that makes any odor go away, wherever you have odor.
Yes, and another one called Poof, where you could just spray your date down.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right, yeah, Brian, a personal hygiene would be very, very important for me. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot, on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. Happy birthday today to Harry Styles. Harry Styles, 29 years old. I wonder what he's wearing for his birthday. Like men's clothes or women's clothes? Because he wears both. I think it's really cool. I think his androgyny is really cool. And it really is still kind of an evolution of the androgyny from the 80s and even the 70s with David Bowie. So androgyny is nothing new. So don't freak out. You know what this song's about, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Sing it, Harry.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we're talking about those gold diggers. You know, you can see them. I mean, it's, you know, you can see the future trophy wives out there. Sometimes one of them will surprise you, but a lot of them are pretty obvious. So what would be a deal breaker for you? Would you date somebody that made less than $30,000 a year? And what is a deal breaker for you? Ian Hoke has got a few more texts for us.
Yeah, here's a text that says, you had said you couldn't date a right-wing radical.
Right.
Of course, the text comes in, could you date a left-wing radical?
No. Some Antifa babe, I don't care how good-looking she is, I'm not down with the Antifa babe.
See, now, I don't know. I'm not going to get into politics with her, but I think if she's an Antifa babe, it's a pretty good chance she's got like a goth kind of look, you
well,
know?
I like that.
I'm pretty weak for goth girls, man.
I like that part. Yeah,
so
that's possible.
I'll be like, you know, put the brick away, honey.
Kind of shredded fishnets and kind of distressed fishnets.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's naughty.
And an undercut like on the side a lot of makeup.
I think Colin Oates said it best when they said, whew. No, they said, I can't go for that. I could go for
I'm
that.
I'm going for that.
I could
I'm
go
going
for
that.
That
every time. Sorry, honey. Here's a text that says, what if I make $25,000 a year now at 60, but I have $500,000 net worth and I own four houses? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think that would make a difference.
I think so, too.
Make a big difference.
I think you'd be forgiven for only making $25,000 a year.
Right,
if, you know,
because you've got money. I mean, it's really all about having, it's about whether or not money is important to you.
Here's a text that says, I got dual residences, Houston and New Orleans. I live mostly in Houston since Katrina, God bless you. My wife, born and raised in New Orleans, loves New Orleans, but won't go to any Mardi Gras parade. What do I do?
Well, ask her if you can go by yourself. Look, I am the last person you should be asking about relationship advice from. I'm the last person.
Oh, I think that would be entertaining. I think that would be so fun.
You mean dating somebody who didn't want to go to Mardi Gras parades?
No, like listening to you give out relationship advice.
Yeah, that might be kind of funny.
That'd be good radio.
Knowing my past.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, radio, I mean, you know, you've been around a couple times.
Yeah, a few. I've been a few places I shouldn't have been.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so that's a tough one. What does that even mean?
That's fine.
I can explain it off the air.
Please.
I've been some places I shouldn't have been. I mean, it's, you know, not anybody should have been there. Should have gone there, but it's okay. I'm okay.
Did you say not everybody should have been there?
Not everybody should go there. Not everybody should be in those situations.
Yes.
Not appropriate.
All right. Well, we'll just leave it to the listener's imagination.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to stop asking follow-up
questions. I'm not saying I didn't have fun.
Well.
Just saying.
Isn't that the most important thing?
Oh, I guess so.
Sometimes.
All right. So, yeah. If you love your wife, I guess you stick with her. I mean, the biggest thing is if she's willing to go to Houston with you, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
If she's born in New Orleans and she's willing to spend time with you in Houston, you got to keep her.
Here's a person that just texted and said, hey, can I get that 65-year-old person's phone number?
Yeah, I love that all of this is in such real time.
I know. I love having this right here. There's just nothing like that. People on TV don't have this.
Seriously, I couldn't date somebody that had a real drinking problem. Where they were like, it was alcohol-induced bipolar. And that's just too difficult to deal with. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Hey, Elwin, welcome to our show.
Hey, man, I could never date a woman that's got issues with money or may not have issues with money. I couldn't date a woman that's about money.
I agree. It's pretty shallow.
It's all about romance. It's all about romance, and you know all the other stuff. You know, yeah. And that, I mean, for me to first, we have to have something in common.
Yes,
that's the main thing. If we don't have nothing in common, and we just hitting it off, then that ain't right.
Yeah, I couldn't date anybody that was like not smart. I mean, you don't have to be in Mensa. But I mean, I couldn't date anybody who was just like not cerebral and didn't understand things. Let's go to Hector in New Orleans. Hey, Hector.
Hey, James. Good.
Good.
Look, I just want to say thanks to Tom Brady for everything that he has done.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great player, man. I mean,
amazing.
We cannot deny that. You know.
He was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you see his place and, I love him. I like him. And I'm a Philly fan. I was born and raised in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. You excited?
So, I want to say thanks to him for everything that he showed to everybody else, man. I mean, shoot.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people don't like him, but in a lot of ways he set a great example for a lot of people. Especially about work ethic and things like that.
Exactly. And, you know, ethic. And, like, you know, he worked out. I mean, it's not like you just come out of here. You know, this is amazing guy. I mean, come on. He did so many things. I mean.
I know. Look, he's.
I just want to say thank you.
Hector, thank you for doing that. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way you do. Tom Brady is. In the NFL, he's the GOAT. It's really that simple. Here's a song that I remember dancing to. I took a girl to her senior prom in Pensacola. No, it was a junior prom, Pensacola, Florida. And this song stands out in my mind because we danced to this song. And I don't know why, of all the songs we danced to, this song stands out in my mind. Maybe because it was a slow dance and, you know. Anyway, on this day in 1969, Tommy James and the Shondells had the number one song in the country. This was it, Crimson and Clover. Tommy James and the Shondells had quite a few hits.
This is a banger.
Yeah. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Hey, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're halfway to the weekend. It's been fun being with you this afternoon. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier. They'll talk about what the Saints are going to get trading Sean Payton to the Denver Broncos, and I'm sure they'll talk about the retirement of Tom Brady. Don't forget to go to our website and register to win a chance to see Metallica in concert. They're not coming here. No, we're going to send you to Phoenix to see Metallica in concert, almost like the house band here on our show. You win two tickets to see Metallica on their M72 World Tour in Phoenix. It includes round-trip airfare, a four-night stay in a hotel, and pairs of tickets to see Metallica not once but twice, September 1st and 3rd, two different shows. You get to see them both. All you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contests, and register to win. Good luck. I'd like to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. And just by listening, just by tuning in, you are part of the show and part of my life. And we still have a lot more to do. All right, I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.